A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
Well, you made it back. I was afraid I'd scared you off after last time. If you're up to it, I have another story for you. My sister had to relocate to Ohio years ago for work. After getting settled in, it was apparent there wasn't much to do in that rural community. Farms and fields mostly. A diner, a gas station, and a handful of other businesses crammed into barely more than a city block. Was it really? She'd overheard two ladies talking about a resident author that was going to be speaking on local history and lore at the thrift store that weekend. Boredom had set in pretty quickly, so she decided to give it a shot. It was pretty much what you'd expect. Boring. Until the author started telling a tale of Noah Yoder. Now, Yoder was fairly wealthy for that time. He and his wife owned a large farm and much of the outlying property in that town. He and his wife had 5 children, all boys. With anticipation of the birth of each child, Yoder built a new barn on a different parcel of their land and placed a nameplate above the doors with each of his sons' names on it. He was beginning a 6th, as they were expecting again, and desperately hoping for a daughter. Within 5 months, the barn was done, and just in time for their newest arrival. Complications during that birth, unfortunately, led to the deaths of both his wife and their baby girl. Yoder was paralyzed with grief, barely able to manage taking care of his children. He completely abandoned the daily needs of the farm. The crops went to waste. His wealth was quickly exhausted, and he was in danger of losing everything back to the bank. Those that knew him said he literally had lost his mind. And in the depths of his grief and despair, it is said that he grabbed an axe and led the children out to the barns, where he murdered them one by one. After burying each one in the barns that had been built and named for them, he then went to the 6th barn and hung himself. Teenagers say if you go to that barn at night, you'll see Noah's ghost hanging from the rafters. His body slowly swinging back and forth, eternally reliving his terrible crime. the story went on that all the barns were torn down and property was broken up and sold off. No one was certain exactly where this family actually lived. A man sitting next to her nudged her in the shoulder and said he was sure he knew the location of this farm. He said he and his son had been looking into this story for quite some time, and they were sure they had located it. He had finally managed to track down the real location of the infamous sixth barn. He said that none of the barns had ever actually been torn down, that the land had just been divided up and sold off, and the barns had simply been renamed and purchased by new families. He went on to say they were planning on investigating that area that evening and were hoping to experience some paranormal activity while they were out there. She said she gave him a look and said, "Good luck with that. Better you than me." She wanted no part of it. By Monday, she noticed the whole town was talking. This man and his 15-year-old son had been reported missing after not returning home that night. Days later, they were found. Police found their abandoned car on the roadside. While searching the area, they entered a dilapidated barn in a nearby field. They first found the son, partially covered in straw, with an axe buried in his chest. And then his father, who was directly above him, hanging from the rafters.